Tuesday at Sun Radio.
Running the Goat, a dance in eight figures.
Can you, like, for somebody who's never seen it,
yeah,
can you describe it?
Well, it's a one of those things. I would imagine what climbing Mount Everest would feel like.
Okay.
Eight people, four couples. And there's been times when I get maybe a quarter or halfway through it, and I think, this is it, this is the heart attack time, and you can't swallow, and your heart is going mad, and the sweat is coming out of you. It just, there's a certain thing that people get inside of it that's, I just don't get from the other dances. Don't want to get too carried away here, but it is kind of a spiritual experience, not just a physical.
First figure, circle round, promenade.
Wall of fog promenades through the narrows into St. John's Harbour. Kind of hard to hear on the radio. Fog, like fish, is pretty silent. Except they invented a voice for the fog. The foghorn. And for the fish, they invented a culture. Culture is a practical thing.
Okay, how about that?
It's about survival.
Ready?
Once, Newfoundlanders sang songs like this to find their way.
From Bonavis Cape to the stinking Isles, the course is north full 40 miles. When you must steer away northeast, till Cape Frio's Gull Island bear nor west.
Sometimes songs were used as navigational aids for people who couldn't really read charts and maps, and you wanted to you'd be able to make the right turns to get around the reefs and rocks and stuff, you know.
So it's kind of a sung map.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we used to sing our way around in the world like the Australians have the song lines. Yeah. It's a nice, interesting idea. To find your way around in the world by song.
Then nor-nor-west 33 miles, 3 leagues offshore lies Wadham's Isles, whereof a rock you must take care, 2 miles south-southeast from Miles it bears.
Songs to find the fish, dances to celebrate them. This is the oldest non-Aboriginal culture in North America, here before the Plains Indian had the horse. And for 5 centuries, it was all about fish. Then, 13 years ago, the cod stopped. 30,000 jobs disappeared overnight, and people talked about economics. Now, they talk about culture, that delicate dance of survival.
Second figure, men step out.
There's a place called Dumpy. And then you go up, further up, Old Terry.
The way we defined our world was by naming it. like everybody defines their world by naming it.
Little Hanover and Big Hanover.
But the names now don't mean the same as they did. The fishing ground names don't mean the same because you can't catch any fish there. So what meaning do they have?
The smoker.
You know, you can go to the place where the fishing ground is, but what meaning does the name have if you can't haul a fish up out of it?
The bag of braid.
The surface of Motion Bay looks as bare as an empty dance floor, but not to the generations of fishermen who've danced on it.
Well, I can start in from the time you leave the harbour.
Okay.
And when you start, and you always try to keep it tight, keep the elbows together and keep it tight, like the smaller the better, like the tighter circle you have. So the music starts and you circle round.
The first place you'll come to is what we call the chapel ground. Mm-hmm. That's the first piece of ground.
How do you know when you're on chapel? I mean, to me, it's just the surface of the water. How do you
Yeah,
know?
I know when I'm on the chapel ground. Where you go out with the chapel lined up, you know, the RC church.
Right.
And you go out with that lined up.
It's always to the left. Things always go to the left.
And then up on Watch Hill here, right, is two hills comes together, you know?
And then it's circle round, circle back.
When you bring them two hills together and the chapel lined up, you're on the chapel round. Huh?
And then you dance on the spot, just do a little step dance on the spot.
Yeah, and right, you got about 15 fathom of water there. That's the knob of ground, eh? I mean, that's where the fish hang around, these knobs, you know?
Swing your partner, circle around and back.
So if you don't know the marks, you're...
If you don't know the marks, sir, you're not gonna do nothing with it, no.
Then there's a spin and a circle after each move. And each man, the men take their partner by the arm and just swing around.
There's a place there called the Jarrah's Rock.
And then there's the Cartwheel.
And Sculpin Rock.
And then it's through the woods.
And the southern part of the rock, and the narrow part of the rock. There's ever so many knobs of ground there, you know?
And then you turn and put your left hand in and go the opposite way.
It's like a dictionary.
Oh, don't be talking. Oh, my dear. When you get out there, boy, and sometimes when fish are scarce, you got to be right on that knob of ground to get fish. Anyone don't know anything about fishing, they can anchor between these grounds and you wouldn't catch enough of fish these.
Swing them round and swing them back.
Did you ever hear tell of the madam? She's here in the clift with an apron on.
Swing your partner.
The shape of a woman?
Yes.
In the rock?
Yes, a white apron on her.
Huh? Make dance.
And that's what the mark is for the narrow head. Half of her and hum it in over the cove, Medus Cove.
Half of her?
Yeah.
Which half? Top half or the bottom half?
The top half, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She has her pants on, you know.
Circle around the back and then thread the needle.
How old are these names, sir?
By God, that goes back a long ways. Long before my grandfather's time and all that.
Is this knowledge, this language, if you like, is it going out in recent years?
Yes, it is, because, I mean, they're not fishing the ground now like they used to. You know, you're not allowed. You know, the fishery's closed since 1992, eh? Hmm. Yeah. But it was, I dreams about it now, that's all. Yeah.
You mean you see it in your dreams?
Yes, and do be dear sometimes.
Some communities adapted their dance. Some couldn't.
Third figure. Women step out, cross over.
This is one of the communities that couldn't. Harbour Deep began in the 17th century. I took my tape recorder there 5 years ago when it was still alive.
Now we're about 7 miles outside of Harbour Deep. Now we're around this turn and up into the bay. That's what it is.
Around that headland there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 3-hour ferry ride to get there. No road.
Takes us about another 40 minutes.
The community itself. It was Sunday.
A great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people. Our processional hymn is in your book of junior praise, and 255. This is the day. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice.
A decade earlier, the little church would have been full. But listen to this recording, and you'll hear just 10 voices.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
And outside of the church, no one was rejoicing. They were talking about leaving.
We're just packing, man. We're ready to, getting ready to go.
Where are you going?
On the ferry tomorrow. I'm going to New Brunswick. Yeah, and...
You've been here all your life?
Yes, yeah, I've been here all my life.
Has it changed a lot in the last few years?
Yes, yeah. Years ago, you know, everyone would be fishing there, and that made a lot of difference.
Yeah.
But now, that's all gone. The place is starting to get like it's getting lonely or somehow or other. You know, everything's so still nighttime. Like, give you the creeps if your ears inside. So. There was a house there was a man living there, but that house is closed up. And the man living next to me on the other side, he's leaving in September, going to Jackson's Arm. And there's not many people around, you know. And that makes it look lonely.
Yeah.
But here in Harbour Deep, they done that goat dance. Yeah, they always done the goat. Christmas night, we have the dances. We always have dance. We have socials in the school or in people's porches. Yeah. Well, used to be big porches, bigger than this. Big as my living room sometimes. Used to have big porches. They used to go around, you're coming to the dance tonight. I said, where's the dance? So up in Uncle Jim Randall's porch or something like that. Then we all get together and have our dance. Yeah. Would you like to have a cup of tea? You said you'd like to have a cup of tea. I'll give you a cup of tea.
Thank you.
For 4 centuries, Harbour Deep danced to the rhythm of fish. When the fish stopped, the community did too. The last residents left 4 years ago. Harbour Deep disappeared from the map.
Fourth figure, cartwheel.
Museum.
Yep.
This community is still on its feet.
And this is a picture that was donated to a little while ago.
Petty Harbour in 1898, as it was then.
Yeah.
The only place you'll find a commercial cod fishery in Petty Harbour today is in the town museum, framed in photographs and recorded on tape.
So is that down and we interview the people and ask them, like, tell us about, you know, fishing and put that in your museum and have it in book form so that people could sit and really get a sense of who our people are. Right?
Petty Harbour's survival strategy.
My name is Jim Hamlin, and I'm on the Petty Harbour Maddox Cove Development Corporation.
My name is Nat Hutchings. I'm a mayor of the community.
For many people, I think there's been a great psychological change. You know, your identity is tied to what you can produce, you know, and if you take that away,
It's a big change.
It's more like a culture shock. I mean, your culture all your lifetime is the fishery. Right. I mean, you're eating, you're living, you're breeding the fishery. And all of a sudden, I mean, that's gone. I mean, it's like a death. I mean, it's so total. And it's no getting that part back. So, I mean, after a while, you got to do something. And I believe that's what the community done. I'd say 99% of the community said, I can't live like this. You know, our community got to be sustainable. The people in the community said, listen, I'm going to do something and I'm going to fail.
And the consensus was that people saw that tourism could be a way in which to create new employment, create new business opportunities, and help make the bridge to what I guess has become the new economy for us now, basically.
Fifth figure, through the woods.
So many people come in, they say, we travel across the island, we're in the newest craft shops, but this is the best one so far. I don't know.
The new economy at work. This used to be Weir's General Store in Petty Harbour, selling groceries and canned goods to residents. Now it's the old craft store, offering crafts and souvenirs to tourists.
It's still the old-fashioned shop, the old general store, only the merchandise has changed.
If the Town Development Corporation has its way, shops like this are just the beginning. Their four-year strategic tourism plan predicts that if they can raise the funds and build the infrastructure, the average visitor would drop $25 per visit on food, souvenirs, and attractions. That could generate $3 million a year and 150 jobs.
This is the architect's plan here, is it?
Yes. Yeah. And basically, a four-year plan put in place basically the infrastructure, you know, interactive history, a museum, restaurant, that you need in order to have people spend their money in our communities.
It's a tourism industry that you're basing on the identity.
What we have now.
Yes.
Basically. Just adding, say, some infrastructure, like boat tours or some little craft stores or probably restaurants, cafes, you know.
Amenities, right? People want, you know, they want to see what you have, but they're consumers too. Our philosophy is to change in that we've looked for new ways in order to maintain our communities, and one of the things is the tourism industry.
Sixth figure, couples out around.
Okay, here's how it's going to go. For the next 10 minutes, you're going to get some crash course instructions on a dance called Running the Goat.
While the live community of Petty Harbour tools up a four-year plan to catch tourists, the dead community's dance doppelganger is already reeling them in. Not, of course, in Harbour Deep, the community's gone, but in tourist entertainments elsewhere around the island. This prime catch of tourists is on the dance floor in Trinity Bay for a summer festival.
And it's a dance that comes from Harbour Deep, and you're pretty lucky, actually, because you're going to be running the goat tonight, and nobody in Harbour Deep is running the goat because Harbour Deep doesn't exist anymore. So, having said that, let's learn the dance.
The minute that a community has lost its living souls, everything has changed, everything is different. So you get great nostalgia now. People talk, Harbour Deep is the buzzword now in Newfoundland. It's just one more fallen community, one more big headstone on the map of Newfoundland communities. So the dance is like a performing arts presentation of what we perceive the image of Harbour Deep to be, used to be, yeah. So the Harbour Deep is part of that race of communities that are that's gone. And what have we got to show? Oh, we got their dance. You know, we have the essence of Harbour Deep in a dance, in a little vial that I can take out every Wednesday night and open it and go, look, poof, here's some pixie dust from Harbour Deep. And now for a moment and for 25 minutes, we're all going to be people from Harbour Deep running the goat. It's disgusting in a way, but completely inevitable and natural and good in another. For visitors and for locals alike, to be able to dance in a choreographed piece of authentic, it's a very loaded word there, authentic Newfoundland dance and music, is the experience they're looking for. It is the shoehorn into the cultural experience. I can tell you how many people leave the dance hall and say, "You've made my stay."
Teaching a dance like that to tourists, it's obviously different than a community which used to do it as its own dance.
Mm-hmm. And I stopped doing the dance for a long time, actually, because I wasn't sure the ends justified the means. And the more I began to realize that tourism is eclipsing culture and swallowing it up whole, sometimes it keeps me awake at night, believe it or not. It bothers me. But you can get all nationalistic about it and say, well, you know, Newfoundland is not for sale. Go home, filthy tourist maggots. We are not a cultural strip mine. This is ours. It's not a souvenir. And there's a lot of people who are like that. But then, if it's Newfoundland treasure or not, it's just dancing. So that's how I justify it.
Seventh figure. Thread the needle.
You know, there's been a lot of drastic changes, almost to the sense of that you've in some ways lost your soul. It's still a philosophical change. You know, I've always taken the view that, you know, it's all about being able to adapt.
What do you say to the critics who say, well, Newfoundland communities refocusing towards tourism is going to turn the place into a kind of a folksy Disneyland?
Well, there are skeptics. But the thing about it, too, is do you just throw your hands up and say, that's the end of us as a people? Is, you know, have we been here 500 years for that?
There's another way of looking at it. I mean, we had fish one time. We had employment. We got tourists now. We're fishers of people, basically, now, rather than fishers of cod.
Eighth figure, the whip.
You know, there's certain linguistic things and certain place names and certain ways of doing things that were connected to fishing and boats. It's just changing. It's not the fault of tourism. It's just that our lives here have changed really radically, and whether or not there were any tourists, that would be the case. Because once the fish were gone and people in the coastal communities were not fishing, then our lives changed. If you're attached to a certain thing, you regard it as loss. But it is a natural kind of loss, in a way. I mean, it's like when someone dies. Well, everyone has to die. It's still really hard and sad for the people who miss that person, but change and alteration are the natural way of things. It sounds like a horrible thing to say in a way, but, you know, the tradition, it doesn't have its regular life. It just has a remembered life. And that would have happened whether tourists came or not.